One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Football, fighting, and full on nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Sweet. So we don't have an introduction on the iTunes one, but so we're going to have to do it again, aren't we? Stephen Howson Podcast, sponsored by Top Support. Go download it. It's on iOS. And we are on 63 likes. We are nearly at all the likes that we need to be starting giving away to tell you who's going to win this. And Ben's stolen the...
Sorry.
Whatever they're called. Refreshers.
No, yeah, fizzers.
Fizzers. Ben's stolen some of those. There's no guarantee that I won't stizzle that one bar off the back.
Will you be happy when I've...
70 likes! We are 30 likes away from telling you who has got the retro sweet jar. Fucking expensive, these. But they are cool.
These are nice as well, by the way. Thanks very much.
What's happening in the world, everybody? While we wait for the rest of the likes to come rolling on in. Oh, and please remember, share it. And that's how all this shit keeps going around on it. So please share, please like, and then get your comments in. We will be talking to you in the comments very soon. But what we want to talk about first is Dimitar Berbatov being in Manchester, which has led every nugget muppet newspaper to say that he's going to be signing for Manchester United and coming in the winter for us. He's not.
Never was going to happen, was it?
Sorry to piss on your chips, everybody, but... While I was finding out the information about what Dimitar Berbatov is up to in Manchester, I flung him a message and said, hey, does he mind being interviewed by a couple of United lads?
Sweet.
So, hopefully...
What did he say then? You've not told me that.
He said he's going to ask.
All right, sweet.
But it's his PR guy that's sorting him out. I mean, he's not like he's doing much. No, the reason by the reason why Dimitar Berbatov is in Manchester is that he's doing... his coaching badges, and he's understudying Jose Mourinho. Not a bad choice. Not a bad choice. Interesting to know that he's doing his coaching badges as well.
I thought he would obviously, have done them already.
Yeah, obviously, I ain't a bit of man. He's not that old, actually.
What, he's 35?
Not that old, really, for a guy that didn't really rely on pace. Look at Zlatan.
No, but usually when they get to 30s, don't they? Early 30s.
93 likes, we only need 7 more.
When you usually get in the start of getting to early 30s, that's when they start thinking about it, don't they? Mm. You start thinking about the twilight of your career.
I know that they're... I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, like, but I know that they're pushing for him to go to the MLS, and I think he'd absolutely rass it up in the MLS. Absolutely,
yeah, be sick.
Rass it
oh,
up.
Oh, I wonder who he could be going to.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, but I know that they're trying to get him into the MLS, and I think he'd be absolutely class in the MLS. We are 6 likes off. Get smashing that button. Apart from that, yeah, he's in Manchester to do his coaching badges. He's doing about a week or so. He's not getting his fitness. He's not looking at signing for someone else in the Premier League, and he's not going to be signing for Manchester United, as far as I've been told. So,
I'd have thought...
Rely to every goal article that you see, and just, like, shut up, you muppets.
Didn't I say,
99 likes!
Woo! Didn't I say to you...
There we go, 102. Give it away.
Oh, I forgot now. Kevin McDermott, that's the one. Was Kevin McDermott?
What was the comment? Read his comment now.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I've got to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Something about... he was bashing Scousers anyway, so... he sounds like he's English, so obviously we can send you these out, because as people commenting from California and stuff like that, obviously I don't know how you send these internationally, but I don't know whether they get past...
Probably not. They probably think that it's all drugs.
Not with Donald Trump anyway. He don't let Muslims in, so he's not going to let sweets in, is he? But yeah, Kevin McDermott... cussing out Nick Donnelly on there. I think he must have been a Scouser. So yeah, just for that comment, you got a couple of likes on it as well.
So please get in touch with me on Twitter and prove to me that it's your YouTube account. Or you can message me on YouTube as well through the messaging part. It's Kevin McDermott, yeah?
Kevin McDermott.
Kevin McDermott. Yep. Screenshot that. Hit me up in the comments here after the video's gone, because I'll lose it. Or... do it on Twitter, or do it in the messages that you can get on YouTube.
So, Kevin, do you mind if I eat like a few more things out of these before you get it?
The dead dab might be gone. No guarantees on that one. So yeah, Dimitar Berbatov, he's at Kerens at the moment. Dropped a photograph out before of him and Wayne Rooney. That wasn't a bad partnership for a little bit, was it?
No,
that was a good partnership decent. That for a little bit. Do like
when Rooney was the legs man.
Rooney was the legs man, yeah.
Yeah, Berbatov, like, on his day, he was unplayable, wasn't he?
I remember that hat-trick against the Scousers, and I remember when Blackburn, he was just sitting...
was it West Ham when he did that little bit of skill on the
West Ham,
touchline?
Right in front of us, at the bottom of the K-stand. unbelievable bit of skill. I mean, it's something that you see all the time, don't you? You see it in training, see it on the streets, you see people doing that shit all the time, but you don't see it, usually, at Old Trafford and stuff, and you don't see it on a byline, the way you did it like
that. Do you know what, like, gets me? All these skills videos, and it's like... just one on, like, single person drills, and they're like, oh, I'll check the technique on that. And you think, yeah, but are you doing that in a game, though?
Yeah.
I don't think you are.
Are you doing it in between two players on a byline, on a piss wet pitch, after 60 minutes?
At the highest level.
That's why people look at Premier League football and go, I could do that.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Because they're not doing crazy F2 freestyler type skills every 3 seconds in a game. There's no top level league in the world that's doing that, I don't think. I don't think it's happening in the MLS. Don't think it happens in Brazil. Don't think it happens in China.
Neymar does a lot of it, doesn't he?
He does do a fair bit, but that's when they're 4-5 nil up, though. And there's not many other leagues where teams are 4-5 nil up, though, is it? And,
I don't know. I think he does it. I think he does it on a regular.
Do you think he's doing F2 freestyler type?
Well, not F2 freestyler. No. Don't do like rainbow kicks and shit like that.
I used to love Berbatov, man. I used to love it because a lot of people would boil
this. Because he had the first touch of, like, it was amazing.
Do you know what?
Absolutely amazing.
Do you know what fucked him up? Was that Tevez was at the club. Because people would look at Tevez's work rate and go, why is he not fucking doing that?
Yeah, but that's the same. Yeah, but he's infectious, I know. You know, Tevez, yeah, just to go on that. I've seen something about him wanting to sign for, is it a Chinese club?
Tevez?
Yeah.
Not seen it.
Or sign for someone anyway, for ridiculous amounts each week. Probably it would be someone in China offering that sort of money. But... I thought he went back to Argentina because...
Yeah, missing his family.
Yeah, and he wanted to finish his career there and all that. So, obviously, that just shows he's
agreed. That's a fucking Muppet, mate.
He's a greedy twat. But, hey.
That spinning assist, it wasn't. It was against West Ham.
No, we're Wigan.
Yeah, I'm positive. It happened right in front of him. They had that blue kit West Ham with a claret stripe on it. I remember it. Remember it like it was yesterday. Because I remember looking at Stu Anderson and going, fucking hell, what was that?
Yeah, it was sick.
First comment out, All Things Football says, Stephen, are the media pissing you off the way they're calling Pogba a flop because it's really annoying me? Yeah, they are. They are, they really are. I mean, it's ridiculous when you look at his stats for this season, better than what they was last season at Juventus. Oh, and by the way, didn't he get in the FIFA Pro Team of the Year last year?
Yep.
Right, okay, so now he's doing it in what's supposedly a harder league. Definitely in a worse team overall than what Juventus's was, in a harder league, and he's doing better. Yeah, the guy's a fucking flop, mate.
Yesterday, I think I put on Twitter yesterday, like, after the game, he got man of the match, deserves so because he created the moments that mattered. He was everywhere. He was everywhere. But in the first half, he gave the ball away 13 times.
Like none, I reckon, in the second half. I mean, it was about 82% his pass completion.
Yeah. And you could see he was getting frustrated with himself. But the thing with it, he never stopped trying. He never stopped trying to...
Ronaldo mentality, isn't it?
Yeah, he's always trying to do that. I mean, that ball for Rooney is just like, he'd done that so many times.
That's it. You've got to hope that the other guy buries it then. It's not on you to get that in the net, is it?
By the time Rooney had turned around, I think it was on the goal line, wasn't it?
That mentality, though, that's why Ronaldo is the best in the world. That's why Ronaldo's pulled out a Ballon d'Or, because Ronaldo can miss 9 shots and not give a fuck.
Yeah.
And he'd take the 10th shot, and then the 10th shot goes in, and that's what gives him that goal-a-game sort of ratio.
Nice was it, though, to get a, like, not last-minute winner, but...
it was last-minute, 88 minute, whatever, that's last-minute, fuck.
Do you know what I mean? That's, like, getting back to that mentality, and I love the way that everyone was celebrating together on the pitch, like, back-to-back wins for the first time in August.
There was, like, meaning and feeling in it.
You just got the Rojo aggression. Oh, God.
I'm unsure whether Jose Mourinho will go to Rojo and be like, listen, you fucking nutcase.
No, he will. He will, because the picture you got to look at is if he gets sent off and we're 10 men, then that puts us in a position where...
But he likes a bastard, and he's always had red cards in his team, Jose.
Yeah, he does. He does, but I suppose it gives
you
a bit of
that. And it's the intimidation factor that Rojo might go through you sometimes enough to put a forward off. You've got to have an intimidation factor, and it's hard in the modern game to have an intimidation factor. So, don't know.
Is that the same thing?
No.
Similar. Yeah, I know. I'm surprised. The team's pretty much picking itself now, isn't it?
Yeah, but we did a preview today for Full Time Devils, and Paul from Rankcast mentioned that, I think it was Paul anyway, that we'd had two starting centre-half partnerships this season so far, and Chris Smalling hadn't been in either of them. Who'd have thunk that?
I don't know.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, after so how well he played last season.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of them, isn't it? You take your chances, take your opportunities. Like, you would have thought Rowell was a goner.
I always thought he was a better centre-half than left-back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Left-back is the liability.
Oh, yeah, make sure, yeah, he's hanging. But at centre-half, I always saw a little bit of promise in him, not to the level that he's shown this last couple of weeks where he's been very, very good.
Against Spurs.
I do think it's clangers, though. There's clangers between him and his clangers between Jones. And I'm thinking, looking at Rondon in the air, because neither him or Jones is probably better than Rowe in the air, but neither of them, would say, are commanding.
The physical side of Rondon as well, he's a strong fella, isn't he? He's not...
But Jones could go up with him. Jones got that Mongstrom thing going on, where he could probably like out-muscle some guy. But I don't see him being a commanding centre-half, not like in the sense that he was. You know what I mean? So I think I'm worried that clangers... That training ain't not stopping. It's coming, right? And it's coming soon. And I think to ask Jones to play so many games...
Well, which he has done, yeah.
Yeah, without an injury. I mean, he's literally never done it. He's literally never done it in his whole career.
I don't know. I was trying to think, like... I mean, it's not some of those things that you remember, how many games he's played consecutively throughout his career, but he can't have played more than 10 in a row. No, maybe at Blackburn.
You might be able to find it out, but yeah. I mean, it's bad. But it's a fact. It's an absolute fact.
Hey ho, we'll see how it goes, innit? See how it goes Saturday. Another game comes thick and fast. I love it, me. This time of year when it's no,
it's just Premier League.
No international wanks day in fucking games.
No, that's Thursday night shite.
Yeah, just Premier League. Then January. I mean, January's busy, innit? FA Cup, League Cup, both legs, semi finals.
Yep. We could be. Why are people saying RIP stream? Has it gone down? Stream gone down. We're getting the comments through still, so yeah, I'm guessing it's probably not done.
See what? We're back. All right.
Okay.
Sweet.
Tarvan Roof says, "Stop bringing up Lindelof's name. Housen hates him." I don't hate the guy. I just don't think he's a very good footballer. I think what I was saying about John Stones last year, which I continued to say all through the summer, and then he signed for City for £50 million. I was laughing my cock off.
And he gets dropped.
Yeah.
He got dropped yesterday.
Right. Can I just say this? Right. There's a part of. The Pep debate, the Pep Mourinho debate that we did with Full Time Devils and Blooming Rising at the start of the season, City fans clipped it up to try and take the piss out of me because City fans have got some sort of weird obsession with me. But what I said in the thing was, United have had a better transfer window. And it's gone again. And it's saved again. I guess it's not working for you guys. It's streaming at 1.2 meg over here, so I'm guessing it's working pretty well. You on the Wi-Fi?
Probably.
Drop off it. What I'd said was, United had a better transfer window. In fact, I said, who's had a better transfer window than us? And if you look at what our signings are doing, now Mkhitaryan's back in the team, / injured, smashed it. Pogba, smashing it. Zlatan, smashing it. Bailly, in between his injuries, smashing it. Who's had a better transfer window than that? We said it in the summer, he directly addressed what we was missing in terms of
definitely. The
assists and the goals, and he showed up the back line. Directly addressed it. Now, you can always say, there's a couple of things wrong and this, that, and the other, but yeah, there is. You're never going to fix a whole club in one window.
No chance. And he knows that as well, and that's why I think he's prepared to take it on the chin, isn't he, and roll with it. You got to give him at least three transfer windows, aren't you?
I think so. I think you've got him at least three. Yeah, at least is definitely the word I would use. Let me just see if I've got anything else running on here so that's fucking this up. I know what it is.
Oh, okay. For us, we're signing, but it's all. Yeah, so what was he talking about then? I've lost the fucking. Oh, the signings.
Signings. City fans clipped it up to try and take the piss out of me. And what I said in the thing was, City fans are. City are just going to play. I said, Eddie Howe's going to ride him and his head's going to fall off. And I said, And didn't they take him pretty close, Bournemouth? Or am I just confusing it with the Liverpool game last week?
No,
might be. I said, he's going to end up playing Fernandinho in defence.
And Colorado centre half.
And a lot of nuggets you've never heard of. And look at the two major signings. It's Nolito, right? He's been fucked off, hasn't he? He's not been playing recently, I don't think.
They're using more of an impact player, don't they?
So that signing doesn't start. John Stones has been dropped, and Claudio Bravo's the 10th worst goalkeeper, 10th best goalkeeper in Manchester. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what your Sunday League goalkeeper's like. Maybe he's pretty good.
Raheem Sterling started like a house on fire, and he's just fell off a cliff, hasn't he?
Like last season.
Oh, surprise, surprise. And they've got another striker coming in the...
Gabriel Jesus. No, yeah. He does look good.
Yeah, he does look decent. But unless he scored all his goals from centre-half, they're going to be struggling, aren't they? Because, well, I mean, he'll be saying, oh, it's a project and that and now, or need more time and all this
sort
of thing.
Yeah, he is. He's coming saying it. But guess who said that? Louis van Gaal said that. Jose Mourinho said that. And they got ridiculed. You've spent how much money? Less than they did. How about that for a start? Less than they did. Less than they did.
They spent more than us, haven't they?
Yeah, they did spend about 8 million more than we did.
Yeah, fucking hell.
I don't understand why this is all going off everywhere. Can't work it out, fellas.
I don't even. You turn it off.
I turned the Wi-Fi off on there. Hopefully. All I'm seeing is people saying RIP.
Volume's gone.
It's not.
It's not being by again.
Perfect. I can see the rate of the what's it here. Someone comment if you can see this and you can hear this. Can you let us know what's going on with the finger? Because
testing.
It's over a meg that it's streaming at. Keeps going down.
Has Jaden got it on?
It might have it on.
But either way, it doesn't matter.
Well, you'll be watching YouTube probably, but yeah, shouldn't really affect it too much. It's down again. Nightmare. What an absolute nightmare this is.
So we was nearly on time. But that's because you turned the Wi-Fi off.
Oh, yeah.
We was nearly on time, and now it's all gone tits up.
Oh, and we're back again. All right, okay. Let's just... Sane. Joe, I've got more followers than that. Manchester City's left winger that they pay 50 for. What the fuck is that about? Top three things on how you know you're a small club. When a presenter for a United channel gets more than a player for a City... For City does. Fucking loser.
Is it? He's 19. Yeah, you know what? He looked all right as well in Bundesliga last year.
He's gonna be a good player.
Yeah,
yeah. Like,
but you need time, don't you?
Signing for a fucking team the size of City is gonna do things for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking about Marshall today, and well, the other day as well. Like, obviously, because he wasn't even in the squad. Which was there a reason for that?
I think it was just
give him a
rotation, possibly. Yeah.
So I think he'd be back in on Saturday. With the pace, but like everyone's slagging him off, or he's not started great. Is that a hangover? He really needs to kick himself into gear. But you got to think, like, same with Pogba. He was in the Euro finals until beginning of July, middle of July, whatever. Then he goes on holiday and then straight back into the game and expected to be at full pace. Pogba took a while to get up to speed, and now we're seeing like Martial in the last few games has been back to his old self, hasn't he?
I think what we've mentioned this a couple of times on a podcast, I think. Jose Mourinho's challenging players.
Yeah.
He's putting them in the team. He's seeing that they're not working. He's saying things in press conferences, which some of the press are calling a little bit harsh. I don't think they're harsh. They're accurate every single time he's said it. And because of that, the press are getting on his back. He drops the player. He obviously has words with the player. The player gets... left out of the team for a couple of weeks. He brings them back into the team and they fucking kill it. Every single one of them apart from Luke Shaw has done that. Every single one of them apart from Luke Shaw has done that.
But Luke Shaw's still coming back from his injury.
Yeah, I think
injury,
he's still working on his leg break.
Yeah, definitely.
Leg break's a fucking game changer, mate.
Look at Valencia. How long did it take Valencia to come back from that?
Arguably only just getting back from it.
Yeah, last, what, 18 months maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is going to take time. Like mentally as well as physically,
yeah,
you've got
to
let your body heal, and you can't come back too soon and everything like that.
Think about Anderson Silva, mate. Can you imagine coming back from that shin snap that he had? Can you imagine kicking a bag again?
Yeah.
Every time,
I'll do it with bubble wrap on. Speaking of bubble wrap,
you wouldn't have broken
this. They're making bubble wrap, fucking so it don't pop no more.
What?
That's what I've seen someone.
I hate the future.
I know, yeah.
Trump's president and now fucking bubble wrap that doesn't pop.
Driverless cars, they reckon it's going to introduce 2020.
Uber have tested them somewhere.
Yeah, it's San Francisco.
Is it San Francisco?
Yeah, my missus was telling me before.
Yeah, they're testing driverless cars, which I see people kicking off about it, but do you know what? It is safer. You should still be allowed to drive your car if you want, because I can see that going. That's definitely a freedom that they're going to restrict.
It's going to cut emissions as well, isn't it?
Yeah. And think about it, they, well, by no
then,
accidents.
By then, we've already killed half the wildlife that's left on the planet anyway. So.
If there's 10 driverless cars driving in a block down a motorway, there shouldn't be an accident because everyone's reactions should be fucking boom, shouldn't they? If anything happens.
I don't know, because I'd be asleep. So I don't know about you.
That's the one. You're gonna be more productive. You're going to be fucking about more.
Then it'd just be like, do you remember Demolition Man?
Yeah.
Sick film.
But you can press the steering wheel and drive it yourself when you need to.
And now the music is like the infomercials, but I suppose that's like ringtone rap, isn't it? And stuff like that. Oh, I love that film. Every time it comes on still.
It's a good film. Mm-hmm. Wesley Snipes' character is a little bit over the top, though.
He's back now, isn't he?
He's in
a series called Player, I think it is. Supposed to be pretty good. I think it's about gambling, funny enough, in Vegas.
What's his comment saying? Stream seems like it's alive again. Well, thank Christ for that. What do I think of Zlatan's comments about the Premier League being physical? Well, it is.
Yeah.
It's accurate, I think. I mean, obviously, I've never played Premier League football. But by the looks of it, it does look it's like a little bit more physical.
Zlatan's played in enough leagues to know.
Has he? You can actually count the leagues that he's not played in, I think.
Yeah, possibly. Probably easier.
Scored more than he has in his first season at Juventus and at Barcelona so 14. Far. United.
And he could have scored about double that.
Yeah, he should have scored about fucking double that. I said I thought he'd get 20 to 25 goals and I'd be happy with that. And he's on course to double that. He's on course to 28 to 30.
I thought he'd definitely hit at least 20.
Yeah. I thought 20 to... I thought low-end 20, high-end 25.
He guarantees you 20, doesn't he? That's what...
I think he might get 30. Which is a top season by any striker that gets 30 in this league has had a good season.
What, in all competitions? Or in the Premier League?
Or definitely in the Premier League. But yeah, even all competitions. Like,
I don't think he'd get 30 in the Premier League.
Before, no.
He'd probably get about 23, 24 in the Premier League.
Which is sick.
Yeah. Well, that's what Aguero's been in, hasn't
he? Yeah, before Ronaldo and Messi became the norm of hitting 50 fucking goals per season for 5-6 seasons, which is, honestly, that just didn't happen. I mean, we spoke a little bit last week, didn't we, about Gerd Müller, who was an absolute Gary Goals machine. And some of his seasons, when you actually go through some of his seasons, it's just fucking frightening, the amount of goals that he scored. And he's only little as well, with massive amount of used legs. But that doesn't happen often. At all.
No.
At all. So when it does come along you think...
You look at, like, Jermaine Defoe, yeah?
He bagged 50 last year.
I know. Jermaine Defoe is like, or what you put your hat on, he's a Premier League goal scorer.
Yeah.
Don't think he's ever scored 20 in the Premier League.
And he only about 14 this year, though? Not
he's on 12 this year.
Might do it in his last years.
Yeah.
What is he now?
34.
Wow.
He's still banging the goals in, isn't he? I only know that. So I was thinking, how many has he actually scored? I think he's on about 150 now, Premier League goals or something like that.
Anyone who gets that 100 club in the Premier League has been a good striker.
What about Steven Gerrard then? He's that striker. He got over 100.
He scored a lot of goals.
We'll leave it at that one, eh?
That's what you're getting at me. I think he's massively overrated. Joe, we had I can't really mention that, but we was talking about some overrated players, and I did something with the most overrated player in the Premier League, and there was three that I wanted to go with. Gerrard was in the mix
from since the inception. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they call him a Premier League legend. So for me, because you got to say,
well, he won't get in the Legends 11, would he?
Shouldn't do.
No.
Shouldn't do.
Well,
what's your Premier League team of all time?
God, that's well hard, that.
Because it should be Schmeichel or Van der Sar.
You'd have a lot of Man United players in it.
If we won 13 titles.
Yeah.
So you'd have to have Schmeichel or Van der Sar. There's an argument to be made, and I'm pretty sure I know which way we go on it, about who's going to be left back. Gary Neville's your right back, or get out. Centre half. I mean, I see the arguments for putting John Terry in there, but I think John Terry was.
Would you all like Tony Adams?
Tony Adams is possibly him with a shout, but again, you've got to look at how many times these players won it. I mean, the only one who's like not won many, he's won one, who probably deserves to be in there is Shearer for me. Shearer scored 300 and some of fucking Premier League goals, hasn't he?
Nah, 260.
Has he? Is he 300 some of career?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. No one's getting closer to 260.
No.
Yeah, but then you've also got... I mean, if you think about the players, though, you have been in the Premier League, because, I mean, not... Obviously, if you exclude just United ones, you've got players like Henry, who bagged for fun.
Henry, hell of a player.
Zola.
Loved him.
Bergkamp.
Mint. But Gerrard can suck a dick, right? Because he's never fucking won it. All those players that you mentioned, possibly excluding Zola. Zola. Yeah, I don't think he was there when they won it. Pretty sure he'd bounced by then.
Well before then. But fuck knows how this has happened. Speaking of Zola, he's the new Birmingham City manager.
Oh shit, yeah, because he walked out yesterday, didn't he, the other guy?
No, he got sacked.
Oh, right,
Gary Rowett got sacked. He got him.
The seventh, aren't he?
Yeah, 3 points off top three or something like that. How do you
maybe
go from
getting just had Zola and was like,
yeah, because they've got Chinese owners and basically they've not seen eye to eye and they fucked him off, but he's done an amazing job there. I think he got Burton Albion promoted.
Would he be a footy manager, mate?
Not when you've got like people who come in and who haven't got a fucking clue and they don't leave you to get on with your job. Like, what's that all about?
Like the prick at Cardiff. Oh, yeah. Like Newcastle, mate.
They've got Neil Warnock in now, aren't they, Cardiff? And
he get jobs?
Because he saves clubs. They beat Wolves 2-1. They were getting beat Wolves 2-1.
Neil Warnock.
What, like the other stuff? That's,
no.
That we are
spoken. Oh shit, we've not spoken about that on camera, have we?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't. No, I wouldn't.
No, I don't think so. Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, I know we got a lawyer, but I don't know if he's that fucking good.
I think we said allegedly, so that doesn't. All right, we'll just delete that tape.
We might have done it on camera. We probably fucking did.
Oh god, this is how we're gonna roll now.
Like animal.
Animal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that magician.
Stream dead. What the fuck? I don't know what's going on. It says 1.4 meg stream and it never usually gets that high, so.
Well, the comments are there's no Wi-Fi on there.
I turned everything off. It should just be. It's technology. It's gonna go down. Just
put 50p in a meter.
Just fucking deal with it. So yeah, if in your Premier League 11, I'm putting David Beckham as your right winger, and I don't see anyone challenging him. You can say Perez, and I'll tell you to fucking go.
So are you putting Ronaldo up front then?
I don't know. See, that's it. I mean, it's hard enough to make a United Premier League 11, let alone a Premier League 11.
Yeah,
and Gerrard's nowhere near it.
Did that?
Easy midfield then. Like, let's just fucking close it out. Essien probably. Lampard probably. Well, he's a bit more.
Keenan Scholes.
Well, I was going skirting around that.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying, like, who else is going in the mixer apart from them guys?
Well, that's it. It's difficult, isn't it? You got Vieira, maybe?
Eric Cantona.
Petit.
Eric Cantona won every league you finished. There's no one done that.
No.
Every time you finish the season, you won the league. You only didn't win it in 95 because the fucking FA banned him for kicking a fan. I mean, come on.
You say shit about his mum, then that's what goes down, isn't it?
I'm going to kick you. I'm going to kick you. We'll deal with the consequences later. Stream dead again. Fuck me.
Restart the stream.
I guess it probably is the stream, and not just a couple of you on Pony Internet. It must be. It says in the top right corner over there, it tells us how fast it's streaming.
That's like the best it's ever been, huh?
This is probably the highest it's ever been.
No. Who's on a Prem 11 there? Share it on. Oh, it's gone too quick.
No sound, no stream. Oh my
god. Oh my god, what the hell is going on?
Okay, let's just close everything else alone.
How many apps have you got open, by the way?
Yeah, a couple.
Fucking hell. Is there anything that you haven't got open?
How's that? Is that any better? Don't know. You guys speak to us. Is it getting any better? I have analytics on the front of this which tells us what's going on. And it's just green along the bottom, which tells us that it's streaming strong. We're half an hour in, fellas. We're not going to start another one.
Is the UK still on dial-up? No. Well, Glossop is where we are. Fucking hell. Back or beyond.
On. Are we there? Is anybody there? Does it look like we're froze? We're not froze. We're still talking. It's 20 seconds, so for anyone to comment, it's going to take even a bit longer.
Anyway, let's crack on.
Yeah, let's crack on.
UK ban refugees on CCTV cameras. Yes, that's right. Sick of getting watched. And now there's, they're going on about searching you. We said it last week, didn't we, about the snooping and everything. Basically, they've got all your shit.
That Snowden shit.
They've got all your shit. Don't matter what you're saying anyway. They've got everything. They can see what you're doing now. all them cameras, they're still switched on, them microphones, everything. They can watch whatever they want to do. They can pick anything up. So, fuck them.
How many's on it there? It says 109 of you's on it. I don't know. Are we there or not? It's freezing. It's a fucking iPhone. It's the same thing that we do on every stream, pretty much. Apart from ones where we try to be experimental and use all the other shit, and it don't work as well as this.
Yeah,
it's literally the best shit that we can do it on. Stream Dad. Fucking Christ. Can't blame me on this one, fellas. I did what I was supposed to do. You see that big white plug? Just unplug it.
This one?
Yeah.
That
no,
one?
No, that one. The other one.
That one.
That's one.
Alright. And plug it back in.
No, just leave it.
Why is that?
Don't worry about it.
Oh well, we'll see what happens with that one.
Hopefully it comes back and we're on, because I'm sick of fucking talking about the quality of the stream. Talking about what we're going to fucking talk about.
Lagging, mate, lagging.
Fucking Christ.
Let's talk about something fun.
Your own experience.
Top support.
That's a good idea, man. Well led into.
Yeah, so how did you do this week? Not too good, eh? Not too good. Well, I didn't do great. Fucking my bet lost.
Oh, we haven't started our £2 or a grand challenge again, have we? We need to start our £2 to
no, but update on the PS4 competition. If you're in it,
listen, we can see exactly how many of yous are in it at the moment, and it was 40 odd of yous that.
No, there was 60 people.
Oh, okay, 60.
It was sent a code to,
and not enough of you have activated the game and have started playing. It's simple. It's free, and if you don't join, you're not going to win the PlayStation 4. And if you didn't
you're
join
lost.
Because you got here too late, well, unlucky, but we will be doing another one next month anyway, so
yeah.
Sort your neck out.
So what you need to do is you need to download the app so that you can get it in preparation, so that when we're ready to go and can send you these codes, you'll get them via DM via Twitter. Everyone else has got them.
Follow him. Yeah.
I've sent the codes out. People who are on it, you've got it in with a chance of winning a PS4. You just got to make sure you're top of the pot. Come the end of the 6 weeks, so week one is over. I had a shocking week. I should have put a bet on. I thought City would beat Leicester.
It's not a bad shout.
I don't know why. I think because I forgot to put a get on earlier in the day. So when I sat down to watch the City game, I thought, Leicester. Can't see Leicester winning here. Just been spanked 5-0. You know, whatever. So put City on. Obviously, that didn't work out. Some people, I think, have been winning. You've obviously got another 5 weeks to do it. Only have to make one. You only have to make one bet a week. Just the one.
One bet. One virtual bet. It's completely fucking free. Download, top support, and get yourselves in the mix. So we're going to be doing...
It's really easy to use now.
Probably an iPad next month. And something else equally as sick.
Some technological...
Yeah.
Ish, you know, something, yeah. So more people who get involved, more chance that person has got us winning. You can't say much more than that, can you? Really,
it's free to enter.
It's free
to play. You have
FOC.
To do one thing a week on one bet, and if you're at the top of the pot by the end of the week, you win a fucking PlayStation 4.
Does it all for you. Literally, it's all there. You don't have to do anything. It's all correlated in the league. You see where you're at. You see what your pot's worth. See what your highest bet's been, you know, and you see where you take it from there. And there's plenty of games coming up over Christmas period. So, I mean, because I tried putting one on as well yesterday. That didn't win either, I don't think.
We need to restart the £2. Oh, what day are we on tomorrow? Friday. Saturday. Saturday, let's box it off. Let's get the £2 to a grand challenge. One bet a day, you just
evens.
Double it up. You've got to find an evens bet, you double it up. 9 bets, you make a grand. But I'm going to keep saying it until all of you come back and tell me, download this shit. Top the pot. Get it downloaded and tell me about it. Tell me what you think about that. Give us feedback. We're helping these guys out, sorting the app out and all the rest of it. So you tell us what you want to see on there.
Didn't you create a Twitter group for it? Top the pot.
There's a list. Yeah, you got the group. You got the
group.
Yeah, I was
sorry. I've got
anyone who tweets House and TTP, I think it is, or TTP House and one of those. And it's And it'll just automatically add you to a list. So I can, if you are fucking, I don't think I can tweet out to a list.
No, but you can get in there. Just get involved. Get your friends involved if they want to play. It's only available on iOS as it currently stands. Obviously, they're trying to work on it to get it Android because I know a lot of people have asked for that. It is only available in the UK at the moment because you subsequently have to join up to a Betfair account. Don't necessarily have to get involved with Betfair. That's entirely up to you if you want to do that. Obviously, if you are going to do it, be responsible. But yeah, get involved.
Got to be over 18 in the UK to play, and that's about it, really. But yeah, I mean, what bets are you looking at for this weekend? Are you going to be putting money on United and West Brom?
No, the thing is that I don't like putting bets on United for the simple fact, like, I'll be pissed off enough if we get beat. So I want to just go and enjoy the game or try and enjoy the game without having to think, oh, I've got money riding on this.
Are you
as
not
well.
One of those that likes to mitigate it and always bet on us to lose?
No.
No, me either. Because it's not going to make me feel better. No. I'm like, oh, £1.4.
Woo!
No, take it but, cost me 50.
No. So I don't know this weekend because yesterday would have been a prime time to do it because pretty much all the favourites won, didn't they?
Yeah, even at the weekend actually, there was a lot of favourites won at the weekend. It was kind of crazy. So many home wins, so many home. It was all 1-0s on the Sunday and all 3 fucking something on the Saturdays.
Yeah, I know, it's bizarre, wasn't it? Bizarre.
It was a fucking mad week, yeah. You know, that's it. Right. Let's have a look at the games that we've
got. So let's have a look at the fixtures.
Palace and Chelsea. So, you got to say Chelsea are going to steamroll them, but they could make it difficult, Palace, there.
Chelsea have won 10 on a row.
Yep. That's going to an end, though.
Yeah, obviously that's not going to last.
You want to try and avoid Chelsea.
They only beat Sunderland, and Courtois made an amazing save, didn't he, right at the end, to keep that keep them winning there.
Middlesbrough-Swansea, that could go either way. They're both as inconsistent as shit. Bob Bradley's still getting his head around what's going on in the Premier League, I think. So
yeah,
that's,
he's probably leave them to one side.
Stoke and Leicester.
Jesus, these are minging games draw.
Sunderland, Watford.
Jesus. Oh God.
Diesel, are you going for here? Which one do you reckon? West Ham and Hull.
You got to say West Ham. They picked up a bit of form. Hull don't look. I can't see where Hull are getting points from me. I'll be honest.
They were fucked at the start of the season. They've done well to not look fucked from them. To be honest.
Yeah.
It was inevitable. And then us and West Brom.
I mean, that's...
No one's winning an Acker on Saturday. Yeah. Nobody. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Because the thing is, well, like, most of the European leagues are on their break now, aren't they?
Just about to start, everyone's still got a game. I think it's after this weekend.
Oh, is it? Because Madrid are in Japan, aren't they, a minute?
Our 18s have got a break. Although the 17s played last night, I don't think.
Who's on Sunday?
Bournemouth, Southampton.
Oh, shit. But
that would. A big fucking South Coast derby.
Yeah. City, Arsenal, that'd be a decent game.
That's your Super Sunday game, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, about time there's been a few decent Super Sundays because, like, they've had, like, Burnley, Middlesbrough, and, like, Boarfest, like that, and you think, you can't call it Super Sunday anymore.
Lejeune and Eibar. You could put money on that. Barcelona, Espanyol for the Barcelona derby. That's an easy one.
Napoli, Torino.
Yeah, I mean, we've said that you've got a bet on Premier League, so we're fucked this weekend a little bit, really. But I mean, Tottenham, Burnley,
you only have to,
can't win a game. Yeah, you don't buy a point away from home.
You don't have to be betting on like Akers. You can bet on a single. That's not a problem.
Yeah, it's just touch an Akers this weekend.
Nah, it's all about just getting the most money at the end of the game period, which is 17th of January. I think it ends. That's when we will announce who will win the PS4 with FIFA, of course.
Decent games there. Oh, hang on, what was that one? Oh man, Darmstadt against Munich and Ingolstadt against Frankfurt. Not the best weekend, should we say, for football around. If you're into the glamour ties, Liverpool Everton Monday night.
Oh shit, yeah.
Are you picking that one?
Please, Everton. That's a bit of a draw. I don't know. There's a lot. It's lots. Tight games, aren't they? And then is it Boxing Day then after that, the next game?
I think it is.
Boxing Day.
We've got Sunderland at home, which is hopefully an easy 3 points for us, but it's a former manager coming back to us, so...
You say former manager.
Well, it was a manager.
Well, yeah.
We've got a charity shield, mate. Under David Moyes, mate, we was
Community Shield champions of unbeaten. The world. Undefeated, undisputed Community Shield champions of
At Wembley.
Yeah. I thought it was all just going to keep rolling. And then we go to Swansea beating 4-1. I'm like, this is a piece of fucking piss, this. Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, well, Welbeck scored that dink, didn't he?
That was well over by November.
It's the Eddie Nance time, like, oh, is it time for him to go already?
It was that Everton and Newcastle back-to-back 1-0s at home in December, first week of December or something like that. And I was like, fuck.
The absolute game over, though, was... Well, March was just... Remember that Liverpool game?
Yeah. I missed all three goals of that game.
I didn't. I was stood there, fucking...
All three fucking goals of that game. Jaden took a penalty on the pitch at that.
Oh yeah, he did. Game.
So we left the stand to go down into the tunnel and missed the first one, I think. And then there was one right on the back end of half time, I think, and then one just before we got back to our seats. Oh no, one. There was one just as you come back out for the second half, and then we got like a signed ball and he dropped it. So I'm like scratching around on the floor trying to get it when the third goal went in. And it was just singing David Wise in Miami, I think.
Yeah.
Well, like we won everything.
Yeah. And then the Olympiacos away. That was then. I was like, I've had enough. Get him out.
I was thinking,
lynch him, string him up, fuck him off.
Down, I'm going to hit him with a machete, right? Because that was the worst performance. That was the worst individual performance I've ever seen from a Manchester United.
I can't remember the individual performances.
No fucking crosses from Ashley Young. Who the fuck do you think you are, Ashley Young?
That's a bit harsh on him, man.
No, fuck him. Fuck him. I've fucking hated him since then. Fucking Muppet.
He's a decent squad player. I thought he was going to play yesterday, to be honest, at right back.
Yeah, thank fuck he didn't.
A surprise. Why do you think he did play Bailey at right back?
I don't know why you're doing that when you've got the likes of Fosu. Do you think it was fucking his own arse?
Do you think it was to try and work his fitness back in?
And well, also, yeah, well, he don't fucking touch number 23, does he? When you would use to bring fitness back in. Mm. I thought Louis van Gaal did that very well last year. Moyes didn't really give a fuck about it because his head was fucked just dealing with the first team.
It's getting that many calls a day, didn't it?
Oh, can you imagine? Right, let's see what some of you guys are saying in the comments. No, you're not fucking whinging about the stream going down. I think it's only a few of you. There's 130 of you here. That's not bad. That's gone back up. So please share it. It looks like it's back on. It looks like it's been stable for a while now. I mean, I'm sure you guys can tell us. Ben Oven says, just always nervous about refs. And just one awkward high ball. I mean, yeah, that's... The refereeing's been bad against United, but as we saw yesterday, and that's happened before as well this season. A couple of games ago. Shit, who was the home game that we won recently? It might have been a European one. Or was it the derby at home? I think it might have been the derby at home. Where the ref was just shit for both teams.
Yeah, I think it was that. Yeah,
just absolutely turd for both teams. Oh, and completely off topic. I was in a butcher shop the other day, and there was a guy in front of me that had plugs. And it's the plugs in his hair like Rooney's had. And it's the weirdest looking thing you've ever seen in your life.
Plugs?
Yeah, they're like hair transplant.
Oh, right.
I was like that.
I thought you meant like electric plugs then.
No,
what the fuck are you going about?
No, he'd had a hair transplant, but it was like fairly thin over most of his head and then like a fat strip of like, oh my God.
Weren't Rooney limping last night apparently on the way out of the stadium?
I don't know. You seem to twat the stand and break
like
it.
Shattered it, yeah, inside it. I'm sure. I think he only had a dead leg, didn't he? Because he caught a clash of knees.
I'm sure he'll be fine. I'm sure he'll pick.
But I don't. He's not going to play though. On Saturday, can't see it. Can you?
No, if he's got a knock, not at all.
Well, Mkhitaryan's not playing, is he? He stays back for
Boxing Day. Back for Boxing Day, possibly.
So we need the thing that we liked yesterday was pace, wasn't it?
Yeah, and going forward. A few people said that when we saw the team sheet, and that slacks a little bit of pace, doesn't it?
We controlled it, but there wasn't. I mean, we had.
Penetration!
Yeah, penetration.
There's a lack of penetration, mate. No one's getting pregnant unless you fucking penetrate. He was acting. Who was acting? Rooney. Rooney was acting? What's going to cost us more points this season? Look our forms. Look so far. Because we'd not had any luck. I mean, you couldn't even count yesterday's as luck. It was just shit refereeing on both counts. Wow. And do you like how the papers today? I mean, I did my video last night. Fuck the media and fuck the refs. And I knew straight away that all you're going to see is... I mean, the Telegraph's fucking headline was an absolute disgrace of a headline. Lucky Manchester United. Spoke about the handball, I think. Yeah. robbery at the Palace.
The ham. Yeah.
Oh, fucking robbery. How's it a robbery?
Oh my God.
How is it a robbery?
Like, yeah, see, someone, I was listening to the Talk Sport thing on the way back, and there's the United fan rang in and said, oh, talking about cheating. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, Zlatan cheating, deliberate handball. And I thought,
oh mate, if anything, it's, I'm still not sure it's handball.
No, you can't tell. You can't tell with naked eye. Pogba was offside when he just.
Yeah.
So Linus should have got that one right. But then at the same time, Mata was onside, and yeah, so was Rojo. So,
and the handball from
Joe Ledley. He's not even looking at the ball, is he? He's just stuck his arm.
His arm's in an unnatural position.
Yeah,
he's arm. Remember Carrick against Chelsea a few years ago, which started all of ours putting their arms behind the back.
Yeah. Well, it was a penalty, definitely. Yeah. But then I think
can we talk about the dive as well by who dived?
Kabay.
Yes, Kabay.
That was bad.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That was Mingin. He would have been a good dive.
Yeah.
What about Zaha's dive when Rojo two-footed him?
He definitely. People say he anticipated the challenge.
Nah, you got to jump out of the way there, because if he doesn't, then he's
fucking doing you.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why he didn't break Idrissa Gueye's leg because he's fucking solid. I like him.
Yeah, I know you do.
And you seen it though, didn't
speaking
you?
Of Everton, speaking of Everton. Yeah, we did, yeah. Speaking of Everton and Memphis Depay, he was on Snapchat tonight with Lukaku. I've been texting as many people as I can to find out what I want with that. The last word I got was, who was it? We played on a Sunday.
What game Spurs.
Was a couple of weeks ago. Wasn't Spurs. One before that? Who we played before Spurs?
I know, just
the
like
playing together, mate.
Yeah, forget him.
Whoever it fucking was, anyway. That we probably a draw. We fucking got the word that
it was Everton, wasn't it?
Yeah, it could have been actually. No, because it was at home. We got the word that it looks like Memphis has been asking the sort of questions that you would ask if he was actually quite serious about going moving on. It looks like it's a done thing. But again,
if you're not getting into a squad, then
he's good enough, mate, for Premier League. If he's not good enough to start for us week in week out, he's good enough. West Ham, correct.
West Ham, yeah. But he can't sit around, can he? He's not getting anywhere near the squad.
No, and I think there'd be some money involved in it still. Yeah, I don't know if we'd make money on him. I thought.
You wouldn't really take a loss, would you?
Yeah, but you're not going to take it for 10, are you? Like,
but the thing is, why can't we start putting in contract clauses about buybacks?
They don't hold up.
What do you mean they don't
hold
up?
They don't hold up.
That's why it's called a contract.
I know, but they're funky, mate. They don't work like that, and it's not Football Manager where shit's automatic.
Well, it works in other leagues.
It's more of a gentleman's agreement that people adhere to.
But
it's enforceable, but only through the Court of Arbitration for Sport.
It's like
you out of a transfer window if you want to fuck about. Like Luis Suarez had a 40 million plus release clause. Arsenal go 40 million and a pound. No. Liverpool go suck my fucking
dick. Yeah, but who fucking offers 40 million and a pound?
Because
an absolute ball.
You assume that it says over 40 million, that's over 40 million.
Well, why not offer 40 million and a penny then?
Dunno. No one carries copper.
Well, I don't think they fucking walk around with 40 million quid in the back pocket.
He's going to hold off.
Unless you're George Graham.
Allegedly.
Oh, what? What did I say?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I got nothing anyway.
So you're working next Friday, yeah?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, because I had 3 weeks off last month, didn't I? So
I don't know when you finish. I mean, what is next Friday? What's today? The 15th?
Mad Friday, isn't it? 23rd.
Yeah.
Now I'm working me all the way through. I've got like four, then 2 days off, and then.
You don't want to go in hungover?
No. It's bad enough waking up with a child in the morning, let alone doing it with.
Have you been twisted with getting her up yet?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. It's not a pleasurable experience. I hate, like, I need to sleep me, and like this week I've had full of a cold and stuff, and like just my head's just blocked like constantly, so I've not been able to sleep properly. I'm sleeping like one tissue up my nose just so I can breathe through one nostril at night. That's like, you know, that's the shit what you gotta do. And then so you're getting like uninterrupted sleep. And it just fucks me right over. I can't do it. I'm knackered today. So that's just going to start on the same stream.
Yeah, it's gone. I think we're back. I think we're back. The app just crashed. Anyway, we're back. So go on.
No, I need sleep. I've got to work at 8 in the morning.
What I was thinking is, let's get a lot of beers in. Mm. Let's get completely twisted, and have like a Stephen Nelson podcast Christmas party.
Christmas party.
Just get fucking minging, and then get you an Uber on. Boom.
And maybe the week after we can do that.
What's that going to be? That'll be the 29th.
Yeah.
In between. Are you doing that for New Year's?
Nah, got a 2-year-old. What do you do?
Not to go down.
I might go for a meal or something, but it's...
Got a look?
Maybe. But the thing is, I can't be asked going out in the evening.
No, I can't. We did it a couple of years ago, didn't we? Yeah. We went to Southern Lemon.
The one in Spinning Fields.
Yeah, I think it was Southern Lemon, yeah.
I don't know, he was having cookies and milk.
Yeah, man.
Like it's like a new invention.
Don't even know about cookies.
Oh, I do. Oh, tomorrow, Christmas dinner we're having at work. Whack it all in, mate. Whack it all in. And then brown.
Christmas party? Or is it?
No, they had they had one the day I got back off holiday. It was at the Mercure, I think.
Did you go?
No, I got back that morning, so I was like, oh, fuck that. I'd just been on two planes for like 15 hours. There's no chance I was going anywhere, mate. I just wanted to sleep.
We had ours on Tuesday. It was at the Shard. First time I've been to the Shard.
Oh, right, yeah. It's there.
Yeah, that was there. You see what the price of that drink was?
Yeah.
Wasn't even a particularly fucking good drink. Vodka and Coke.
Standard, mate. Like, you're in London and then places. Like, I didn't even know what the Shard was, until I went to... I was in... stayed in London for training course, like, last year in May, and, like, some people saying, oh, we're going to the Shard for, like, the champagne bar and all that, and I was like...
I think there's a lot of bars in there. We went to this thing, you get a lift, and the lift only goes to one floor, which was the 32nd floor, so it was Obelix. It was that we went to. It was all right. Cracking view. I mean, it was a cracking view, fair fucks, like. But they ran out of beer.
What, it was full-time Devil's Pain?
Yeah, it was a free bar, so we ran out of beer.
So why was you paying £14 a round then?
Because they ran out of beer.
Oh.
Then they ran out of wine. And then it was like, everything else wasn't on the fucking menu.
How many of them was you?
Well, this is part of a wider finger.
Oh.
And it was hundreds in there.
What do you expect? I mean... Or we run out.
Well, they ran that many fucking people through the thing that we went and we turned up. They said it starts at 6:30, so we get there like 8:30, like you do.
Yes.
Yeah, who's getting there at 6:30? Come on. So we get there at 8:30-ish. Probably about 8:15, actually. Like, yeah, we're full. Like, what do you mean we're full? Like, the bar's over capacity. It was like...
And you booked it?
It's a Christmas party.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. Some people just trying. Yeah, Christmas pie though. Some teams.
Yeah, so we're wristbands again.
All right. Well.
So am I like, what are we gonna do? And I was like, we're gonna wait out here, aren't you? Until people leave. And I was like, who the fucking hell's leaving a Christmas party at 8:00? You tit. So yeah, 45 minutes we're waiting outside.
I'm surprised it was busy then because they've been striking, haven't they, on the trains and all that.
That day it started, I think, which affected United yesterday in South London. Fucked apparently. You can't operate London without public transport.
No.
McCullough got us, we had to drive 2.1 mile, I think. It took us about 40 minutes.
40 minutes. That's like me going to work, mate. Oh, sometimes it takes the piss. Some guy's coming from Halifax.
Yeah. Fucking M62 driving.
And then the 60. Oh, no way, mate. See you in a bit. See you, might as well move around here.
Oh, God, fuck. 62 in the morning.
My mate texted me, he's on his way back home to Warrington. He left at 5:00. That's what time he finished. So he texts me, he goes, still not home yet. And this was, what time was it? About 6:45.
So it's 2 hours to get James from school yesterday.
2 hours? What's up with it? Is everyone just fucking driving home for Christmas or something?
It's, I think it's a combination of loads of single filter traffic light lane things all over the fucking place. And just shit's busy.
No, I can't wait till everyone's off school, me.
And then it's such a difference, isn't it?
Ah, massive.
what are all these people doing then when people are driving to school? Like, what the fuck?
Sat home watching Jeremy Kyle. But it's, yeah, I don't understand why. I mean, some people live like 5 minutes away from the school, like they can walk to it, and they still get in the car.
Hang on. This fucking Arsenal prick that's in the comments here. Arsenal making excuses for Rose, 2-footed tackle, yet moans that the refs are against United. No, I said the refs are shite. The refs have been against United. About Claudio Bravo's 2-footer on Wayne Rooney in the derby. That never gets fucking brought up, does it?
No, because it was his first game. Yeah. Give him a bit of leeway because he can do that in Spain, apparently.
Yeah, and I said when Rojo did it against Everton, I said, that's a fucking red, what are you doing, mate? And again last night, relax, mate.
Yeah, surprised he's not fucking whinging about it being a goal kick instead of a corner. And then who puts Mesut Ozil on Ashley Williams?
I love Ashley Williams.
Okay. Swat, I took him out of my dream team as well that day. And I put Johnny Evans in, he was fucking injured, didn't even play. Oh, that's why I'm having a nightmare this year in Fantasy Premier League.
James G says Jezza is mint. Fun fact for you, Jeremy Kyle's filmed where Full Time Devils is, and we see him in the lift, and forget the show that goes out on TV, right? The show is in reception and in the lift. That is the fucking party, mate. There was this kid, because they're not allowed to pay him, right? So they have to, I think they give him a hotel in town and take him fucking Nando's.
Did they take him Nando's? Oh, yeah, is it? Oh.
They probably do. And then they buy him like a new trackie from JD Sports.
It's a Nando's and a DNA test.
Yeah. Seriously, because they're not allowed to pay him, right? And there's this guy, and he's got like fucking neck tattoos, and he's got a chain over his fucking brand new like Gucci trackie that they bought him or something, and on his pants, obviously.
OG, mate.
Trying to look like a gangster as fuck. He's about 20 and he's crying his eyes out, right? In the lift, right? And there's this producer, they have the headset on and a fucking clipboard, don't they? And she's about 20 herself, 19, maybe 18, and she couldn't find a fuck to give, mate. Honestly, this guy's like, oh, please don't, I don't want to go on. And she's like, we've already took your shop and you're going on.
So they said,
gangster! I was like, yes! I went to get my knuckles! She was fucking well on him!
Yeah, because you can imagine like how many people think, yeah, it's a good idea that. I'll go and get myself a bit of brand new gear.
And
I'll go get myself on TV.
I'm not doing it. She didn't give a fuck, mate. She was like, whatever. We're going on now. But yeah, you see the audience queues up, and there's fucking hundreds of people that go to it. Like, you blow your mind.
I know, I've seen
and
people.
They've been out for a buddy at dinner time, you see them, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I've seen people on Facebook saying, go and watching Jeremy Kyle film tomorrow, and I think,
yeah, you're missing out. You just need to hang around the lobby, and that's when you'll see them all. That's when you'll see them all, because that's where all the fucking nutcases really are.
We shouldn't have a lot of, shouldn't laugh at people's misfortune.
But it's funny. That's why Jeremy Kyle's such a popular show. I used to watch a lot of it when I was in the army. Because there's not a lot to do when you're in there. So you're just fucking watching shit.
I spoke to a few people in the army and they're like, yeah, I don't really do a lot in the day. And I thought, yeah, I know, because fucking used to sit there playing champ manager all fucking day.
Yep.
All day. Just creating like bizarre tactics. I'm winning this game 18-0. Oh, I've won 18-0 last night.
Hang on, hang on. The tactic on about 2005, 2006 was to get Fernando Torres. And I was to put all of your players front post, right? Yeah. On your corner tactics. And then you leave Fernando Torres on the edge of the D. And he would score you 35 goals just from corners, right? Forget what he was doing in the match. From corners, he would get you 30-odd goals.
But, like, where's the fun in that?
Oh, I had loads of fun. He got 70 goals in a season once. Fucking.
That's normal, man.
El Nino!
Scouse cunt.
Yeah, that was before we went to Liverpool and we decided we didn't fucking like him. This feels like it's almost pre-recorded. I guarantee you it's not. If it was pre-recorded, we definitely wouldn't love it going off as much as it fucking goes off. Although, do you know what? It might be fucking better to do it than pre-recorded, because Jesus Christ, these are killing us, aren't they? These are really going off. Fuck me. Oh, it's still catching up, is it? It's out of sync. Oh, fucking hell, that's going to be great when we upload it to Facebook later then, isn't it? This show's boring anyway. Queen Savage, fucking sling it, you slag. Any other decent comments in there, apart from telling us it's out of sync? Anything else you want to talk about? What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. It's 10 past 10.
Get another 10, 15 minutes and then we'll fucking bounce.
10 minutes and then I can't get in bed. It takes me out. 25 minutes to drive home. Fucking missions.
There were some questions that we had of people before. Who the fuck came up with Marshall for Payet? Oh, yeah, no, I don't know. How about lay off the crack?
I think that's a... that one with Pat... Yeah, behave. Behave.
You're going to sign a fucking French version of Anderson, right? for someone with the amount of resale that... Fucking
and he's like 29, isn't he? Pia?
Yeah. And he looks so out of shape, doesn't he?
He just
looks like Anderson.
I said last week, like, I was watching the what game is it? Watching the Arsenal game, and he just didn't look like he give a fuck. Same when we was twatting him in the League Cup, just didn't look arsed. And then it'd be like it's like one of them in when the ball come near him. Oh yeah, now I'll try and do something. And then he looked quite decent, but other than that, he's just like, tossing it off. I think he put in a performance, hasn't he, against the last couple of games?
A little bit, yeah. Hang on, I need to get the questions up that we had earlier.
That's definitely not happening. Definitely not happening.
No, that is definitely not happening.
We're going for more pace in our forward line, aren't we? So he's not going to get Payet. And we don't need anyone to take free kicks because you've got Zlatan. Oh, that effort he had yesterday was woeful.
Yeah.
But Pogba, the one against Spurs...
Yeah, off the bar. Got to put him in the net, though, to be honest.
Yeah, but how many free kicks has he had for us? He's not taken that many,
no,
has he?
That many, no.
So, Zlatan's been chief, hasn't he, really, for that?
Replacement for Carrick. This is a question that's coming up all the time. I think you've got several options.
You can't replace Carrick, can you? You can't go light for light. He was exactly the same when, like, Keane left and we tried to replace that.
That's one of the things I was going to say. I think you can. I think Sean Goss is very light for light for Carrick. He's not got the experience that Carrick's got yet, but it took Carrick years to get that experience.
Jose's not going to do that, though, is he?
No, he's not going to do that. not
to give someone with that much importance in the team.
No. Just a 20-year-old lad. No. Gossie needs to go out on loan. He go out on loan and prove his abilities. I mean, he's got a left foot, like, out of this world, and obviously there's left foot as ourselves. We're all about that. So I think Sean Goss, if you wanted as close as natural replacement you could get, Sean Goss is that man. But I think also pretty close to him would be Blind. I think Blind could definitely do that job, given he's not as physical as Carrick. I mean, but Carrick's not super physical.
What's that person going to be? Is he going to be an interceptor, or is he going to be someone who starts the play?
Well, Carrick's both.
Yeah.
So Carrick shuts the passing lanes off. So who
does that at the minute?
Around the world, there's that Vogel guy from Dortmund, who's a decent shout. I think Toni Kroos is a guy that'll keep it ticking. He can definitely do the attacking side of stuff. He's probably a little bit more box-to-box than...
Do you think he will go for that, or do you think what he might do is have someone who would then slot back into a back three and allow the full-backs to attack more?
Potentially, yeah. And I think that's what Blin could do.
Yeah.
I thought that Schneiderlin would be a guy that could do that. Obviously, doesn't fucking like him. Seems like he's on his fucking toes as well to somewhere. So
because that Danilo at Porto, he's decent at that, playing just in front of the back four and dropping back in. But it's not. I don't think he's got.
Can you hear that on camera? Is that audible for you guys? That's a dog snoring.
That'd be me snoring soon. yeah, but I don't really know who you could say.
Apart from that, yeah, I mean, like, what I was going to say is when we went from Keno, we went to Carrick, and people were pulling the fucking hair out. Like, how. It was worse that he took the number 16.
Yeah.
Because then people are comparing him like for like, and they have nothing alike. Totally different, but Carrick was better for the modern game. You look what he won in those first few years with him, and that tells you exactly what he was there to do, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Was it 2006 he signed him?
Yep.
And then, we won the league the next year, and then we won the league and Champions League the following year, Champions League final and a league title the next year. He's had an alright career, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's smashed it, hasn't he? And he's been here a long, long time. So you don't stay, we've said it before, you don't stay at United for such a long time without being, you know, bringing something to the table.
Not at all.
Otherwise, you're getting fucked up.
Yeah, and I think he might not go down like for like, he might decide that Fosu Mensah, it's time to bring back the Robbo and Keno style of centre mid.
Well, and if you look, he's like an Essien type, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dynamic going forward. He drives with the ball. He likes a long range shot. He's not exactly got a lot of goals in him, but he likes that long range shot. But I think if you played him in a midfield, I've said it half jokingly, but I think in 5 years' time, You might see Angel Gomez emerge as that number eight, stocky. I think he's going to put a bit of weight on. I think he's got to put a bit of weight
definitely.
On because I think he probably weighs best part of 8.5 stone at the moment. There's nothing to him. So he's going to have to put a bit of weight on. He's going to have to get that Aguero level of low centre of gravity and that real fucking strength from down there. And I think you might see a midfield three of Pogba and Gomez as your number eights with Fosu Mensah doing the dirty work behind him, and that's an awesome midfield.
Well, that once Herrera's
Because Herrera's actually older than I thought he was. So.
27, isn't
he? Yeah, so in 5 years you're going to be looking at
Because the type of game that he plays in terms of the energy and the intensity.
Someone compared him to Fletcher today, and I like that.
Yeah,
I see a lot of that in his game actually.
Fletcher's doing like how amazing is Fletcher done? Like
Johnny Evans as well.
But Fletcher, though, in terms of the illness, yeah.
Yeah, because people are fucked once they get that, aren't they?
And he's virtually played every game. He's captain of West Brom. I mean, Tony Pulis loves him, doesn't he?
Cause I think he's the sort of player that a lot love. Who was I going to say then? It reminds me of... I can't fucking think now. I'd like that Herrera comparison. I think that Herrera comparison's a smart one. Someone just mentioned in the comments just there, Pereira to be recalled... I've seen that. I've not heard that. I've seen it online and that.
Pereira to be what, sorry?
Recalled. I don't know why.
I can't see it. Where would he fit in?
That's it. He's not going to get games. He's probably better off on there. Do you know who might get recalled? In fact, I put that on my to-do list to chase up and find out if he has had any sort of words. Is Beaufort Jackson treating him like shit at Wolves at the moment? Smashed it in his first few games, and then when they started putting him in and out of the team, he's not looked as good. But
everyone needs to go.
Yeah, you've got to get your run of games, and also when you get dropped, and then your club's on the phone saying "fucking play him," you know in your head, unless you're deluded, you know in your head that these are only probably playing me because United are moaned, and that's probably going to affect your game.
But didn't they change manager as well? Didn't they have Kenny Jackett?
Yeah, the other new manager. Yeah, so but his contract says 75 minutes a week.
Well, if that's the case, then he's coming back, then, isn't he? So
yeah. So the, with the left back situation at the moment, he'd be a real threat from left back because his crossing's fucking world class, isn't it?
It's
really fucking good crossing from left back, and we've lacked that threat from there. I mean, it's nice to see Valencia on the right hand side throwing crosses in, but we haven't got anyone doing it on the left at the moment. Rojo can't play there.
Rojo can't play there.
Blind offers you something from deep, like a deep cross. Or an over-the-top ball, do a nice diagonal sometimes.
Dami ain't got a left foot.
Does he fuck?
He's been disappointing, really.
He's had his United career.
I know, so well.
Apart from Herrera, though, do you think there's an element of, I didn't sign you, so you can get fucked sort of thing with a couple of the players? If you look at what's happening with Memphis and Schneiderlin and Dami, and there was all Louis later signings, and you're like...
And Schweinsteiger. Maybe, but he played Fellaini. So, you explain that one.
Yeah, and I spoke about this in my transfer talk today, that a little bit, where people saying, or the papers are saying, should we say, or Fellaini's going to get fucked off. Why? Mourinho's come out and defended him, and Mourinho's playing him. And I think...
And is dedicated wins to him.
Which is a bit fucking wrong. But I think if you look at it the face of it...
You can't boo... Yeah, you can't
boo your own players. And that's probably just good man management. But ultimately, the things that Mourinho's saying, he then can't sell a guy. So
They can, and then say, "Well, the offer was too good to refuse."
Yeah.
So there's different ways to spin it, isn't it? So,
but ultimately, yeah, I'd be surprised. I think when you look at the face of everything, I think Memphis and Schneiderlin are probably looking at the door. But I'd be surprised if Fellaini was. Although ultimately, you know, we've got to be looking better than Marouane Fellaini. We've probably got to be looking better than Damian. Someone says opinions on Barkley. Hasn't reached his potential in the slightest.
Nah, they're saying there's rumours in for Tottenham, and
it's a Tottenham player.
Koeman, he's just benched him, and he started, though. To be fair, he played against Arsenal, didn't he, the other day?
Yeah, but he's got that ability in him where he can have a good game, but then five ordinary games.
Yeah,
but he'll have the good game on Super Sunday, and everyone will be fucking packing him off for a bit.
Saying he might be one of those players who needs to be given a bit of a cuddle and that, rather than just be like, you fucking do this, do that. It depends. Some people, you know, need that, don't they?
It's a funny old one, isn't it? Anyway, I think we're in for a fucking hell of a ride this season. I do think that league's going to change, and I think Chelsea are going to hit a skid soon. Something will happen. Someone will get a free game ban somewhere. Fucking David Luiz, maybe, or something like that. And I think they'll hit the rocks a little bit like Liverpool have. Arsenal gone on a slide a little bit. Tottenham have shown vulnerabilities. City are all over the fucking gap at the moment. And I hope that pressure just keeps boiling on, because I would love for nothing more than Pep and City to fail spectacularly. Because the press won't fucking hammer him. Did you see that last week, actually? The Telegraph. After saying that United was United robbed Palace and was fucking lucky and all the rest of it, and ball offsides, completely ignoring all of the other shit that happened in the game. They said, the criticism of Pep has been too harsh. Was that him?
No, someone that's doing, I think Janine. Oh, is it? I don't get where that's coming from, me, because no one's really gone and slagged him off, have they?
Nobody. Robbie Savage is the only guy that said anything.
Last week?
Yeah. It wasn't even much.
No.
Not to the level that Jose's at it. Jose's finished. Jose's cracking up. I've seen all of these.
Yeah.
Jose's lost the players.
The game's passed him by. Look at his last 40 Premier League results. Fuck off. It's a young manager's game now. It's all about the high tempo, high pressing. Mourinho's changed his style of play at United, hasn't he?
He's evolved it each week, and we're seeing different iterations now. We're seeing that when he needs to rest Carrick, he switches it to the 4-2-3-1, and we go with a number 10 a little bit. And that sort of hamstrings Pogba a little bit, which is why people are probably saying that, you know, that's not happened and all the rest of it. But then when you pull the 4-3-3 out, and I hope that we go 4-3-3 toe-to-toe when we play City at the Etihad, because we'll fucking tear them to pieces as long as we play with pace. That was why I wanted to see Rashford on that right wing.
Oh, my God. That was something that pissed me off, that's what you're thinking about City. Guillaume Balague.
Guillaume
Ballbag.
I've got Pep Guardiola's phone number in my mobile. That's what he might as well have said.
He's like, Pep changing his tactics. He played three at the back against Leicester. 2-0 down after 5 minutes, he swapped it to 4. Well, that's changing his tactics, isn't it? By changing your formation, you absolute. And he just don't reply to anything unless it's something positive. Do you know what I mean? I just think, oh God, piss me right off. But people positive him. Like, you know, obviously the Spanish contingent, like Matt has done a talk with him, and Gary Neville's done a podcast with him, and you think, how are you still getting work?
It's crazy, mate. Some of them are so, I mean, I'm biased. I get brought on a lot of these shows, like Football Republic and stuff, as a United fan. I'm going in biased.
Yes.
Don't expect me to say, like, let's get this out of your fucking heads, right? Because last week I had a go at some guy. Gary Neville had a go at Karius. Gary Neville had a go at
Well, then Klopp dropped him.
Yeah. Well, he had a go at Klopp. Oh, he spoke about Klopp, didn't he? Yeah. I had a to do with Klopp. He spoke about Karius. And then some guy was like, need to show Klopp more respect. And you're like, no. Fuck you.
Why do you?
Why do football... Like, you don't... He's like, oh, I want to see Klopp do well. He's a good manager. And you're like, what United fan wants Liverpool to do well?
Are you in fucking anything? Mad? Yeah.
In anything? Yeah.
Even in, like, a fish and chip wall?
No. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Absolutely. Fuck them to death.
Everything.
Fuck them all to death. If you got the reference. Remember the 80s? I remember. The fucking... There's far too much niceties. You can't get on. Football's meant to be a rivalry.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to be rivals. Forget this nicey-nicey-nice shit that everyone wants to
have. Oh, but aren't they playing great
well,
football?
Well, Liverpool has failed spectacularly. No. Do you know what? I couldn't give a fuck if Chelsea win the league.
Nah.
It doesn't mean nothing to me. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't want Arsenal to win the league.
No.
Because their fans are hanging. Especially the ones that are in the comments here. You're hanging. Liverpool, hanging.
Yeah.
City, hanging. Fuck them. Couldn't give a fuck.
No, I couldn't give a fuck as long as it's not any of them.
Like, Leicester won the league last year. I was happy for them because a small team coming from nowhere. I'm not going to fucking support them.
No.
It's not my fucking bag. I don't care that they won the league. I don't give a fuck. And I knew that it was going to fall off rapid this season. I thought it was still going to be like top 6 or 7. I didn't think they'd fall off the way they did, but I knew they wouldn't have a fucking open hell chance of competing that, especially without Kante.
No way.
But all you lot that finished above United, crowing that you finished above United, you let Leicester win the league. We know we were shit.
Yeah.
You guys actually think you're good, Arsenal fans. and you let Leicester win the league.
You played well when
you
it
did. You let Tottenham get above you, and you only come above them because their heads fucking fell off with the pressure towards and, the end.
Yeah, because
no pressure on you. That's the,
that's the only time Arsenal ever do it. Once the pressure's off, go on a 15-game winning streak.
Like,
nice one.
Arsenal are contenders. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Arsenal have been the most consistent team in this calendar year.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter.
Because they fucked it last Christmas. Yeah. And now they're going to fuck it this Christmas. Because that's what Arsenal do. And until they get some fucking warriors that have got a different mentality to Arsene Wenger,
they're
going to
be exactly the same.
Every single season.
And for the fact that Piers Morgan is an absolute cunt.
Right. About fucking 10 years ago, me and him made a list called the Frank Lampard list, right? And if you're on the list and you're a member of the group, then you have to, up on site, do a two-footed Scholesy reducer on anyone who's on the list. Ashley Cole, Frank Lampard was on the list.
Well, it was called the Frank Lampard list.
Hence, Piers Morgan was on the list. That prick from The Apprentice, the posh knobhead that used to be in the army, was on the list.
He was making sausages on a fucking upside-down thing.
I think Jay Goody was on the list.
Yeah, she was,
passed
but
away.
You can't do that now.
Obviously, you can't do it once you pass away.
But what I want to say
is... That's
the
only way you get off the list, all right,
okay, so let's put this to you. So I remember you were sat...
I met Pank Lampard. I didn't do it.
Pank Lampard.
I met him, he was sound.
Oh, he was sound. You fucking turncoat. You absolute turncoat. Oh, so yeah, but like the way that you fucking make friends, mate. Jesus Christ.
You'll be
sucking him off.
Nah, Lampard was sound. I couldn't fucking do him. I couldn't
you'd be like,
do the bar anyway.
You'd be like, oh, don't need to hack my phone, Piers. Yeah, here's the fucking passcode. Allegedly.
Piers Morgan is a cunt, mate.
Yeah, I hate that prick. Smugs. How the fuck has he got a gig in America?
How the fuck did he not go to jail for inciting the violence that he incited in Iraq when he put on about that false... Which I knew was false as soon as I saw the photographs. I was like, oh, he just all happens to be wearing an Iraqi football shirt to make him look like he's an Iraqi. Piers Morgan, as the editor of the Daily Mirror, faked some Photoshop of some photos, photo shoot of
not for the
soldiers
first,
pissing on supposedly Iraqi prisoners, which caused literal riots that people fucking died at in Iraq. Right? How's that fucking prick not in jail? He's getting two-footed the fucking instant I see him. With a minimum 25-yard run up.
So if anyone can arrange for us to be anywhere near him...
We'll two-foot him and Snapchat it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't it's the least we could do.
I can't stand
it's
him.
The least we could do.
Can't stand him.
You fucking prick.
People play up to him and that, and like, I'm saying...
The celebrities love him for some fucking reason.
Like, oh, yeah, he does, like, life stories with Piers Morgan. Fuck off.
Yeah, literally fuck off.
Right, on that note.
Yeah, should we fucking yard it?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for joining us. Please subscribe. If please I get share. To 25,000, you're getting a Ryan Giggs boot, one of yous. Comment after the stream goes up properly. It's probably going to be all over the fucking gaff, this one, with it having to go up and down and everything going off of all the rest of it. But listen, thank you for watching. Subscribe on iTunes if you'd like to listen to it, and that's probably not going to go down for you. You're probably going to get the whole caboodle of it. Berbatov is in Manchester, for those of you that did miss it, because he's doing his coaching badges and he's doing a bit of an understudy to Jose Mourinho. He's not going to be signing for anybody, as far as I'm aware.
That was it as well.
Yeah.
Pricks.
They banned it because he was an endangering people.
Yeah.
Because
you know, yeah, he was stood there with a fucking semi-automatic weapon letting loose.
Whatever. Thank you for joining us. Download it. Download Tops the Pot. They keep us going. They sponsor us. And they're the reason that we can buy you guys a PlayStation 4. PS4. So just download it and fuck about with it. Honestly, please, you really help us out. Follow him. Follow me. And get the fuck out of here. See you in a bit.
And we'll see if we can go two to
Oh yeah, £2 to a grand. Follow it on Reddit, and we'll talk about it all on
Twitter. And
laters.
Well. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.